This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on really the first official week of football. Last week, NFL. This week, today, high schools. Later this week is college. One of the college programs a year ago, we sat here and we talked to Corey Bender about the Florida Gators, and the outlook was not really great. Everybody was talking about jobs being had, the 5-7 records, 4-8 records, but things changed. And this is a program that matured last year, added some really good pieces, really good coaching. Even two games that they lost, they could have easily won at Tennessee, also against Georgia. And that 6-6 season could have been 8-4. But nevertheless, they head into 2025 with another challenging schedule, but a lot of talent that has been on board. Corey Bender is back with us from Gator Online, and we talked to him this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. You and I were here at this time last year, Corey, and it wasn't the best of news, but, wow, 365 makes a difference.
No, absolutely, Larry. And like you said, I mean, they finished off the season very well. That carried over in the recruiting. And now heading into this year, there's a lot of optimism. I know that all starts with DJ Lagway, you know, the star quarterback. They have a lot of key returning pieces. And, I mean, yeah, they have the hardest schedule again in college football, according to several outlets that have, you know, ranked every major team's schedule for the upcoming year. But I think Florida, depending on DJ Lagway's health and how, if he can live up to those expectations, they can have a massive season this year and kind of live up to the hype. And it's a very interesting year. I just think it can go one way or the other. I mean, they have so many notable guys at a lot of positions, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to DJ Lagway and if he can catapult the team to those national heights.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And if there's going to be any weakness as far as depth, it'll be up front. But that's, you could take a look at 100 teams and say the same thing. But they do have guys like Austin Barber coming back and Kenasia Harris, who I think is, you know, a really good player. So from a front line standpoint, you know, obviously somebody like Bryce Lovett, who has made some great strides, a kid out of Rockledge that we had a chance, and Damian George Jr., who we had an opportunity to play. But the skill, you mentioned obviously Lagway, but the running game, Jaden Baugh had a great freshman year last year. You have some depth at the running back position, but wide receiver, I mean, you had a guy like Eugene Wilson who will be gone. I mean, that guy's first round draft pick material, but behind him, you You also have Dallas Wilson, arguably one of the top freshmen coming in. Vernell Brown, who's an instant offensive type of guy, great punt returner as well. Talk about the pieces because, yeah, you know, everybody's lacking depth, Corey, especially this time of year. But I think you had a great point. The team's going to go as DJ Lagway is going to go, but he's going to go as far as the offensive line can provide the protection.
Yeah, absolutely. And the good thing, too, with the offensive line, too, Larry, I mean, they do, but I think depth-wise, they have a little bit unknown, a lot of high major recruits that haven't played much, but they're returning four out of their five starters. I mean, obviously, Jake Slaughter at center, he's an All-American first-teamer, so it right. all revolves around him, and they have a good line. But like you said, Jaden Baugh, I mean, he had five touchdowns in one game last year versus Kentucky. He's coming back as a pure starter because, you know, last year, Montrell Johnson, he was a starter, played a lot. Now it's going to be Jaden Baugh's show. So I think him having a really great freshman year, he's obviously going to be brimming with confidence. And from what we're told, he's had a great camp, offseason altogether. But I think, like you said, Larry, Eugene Wilson III, I mean, we know obviously the talent he has. He battled injuries last year, and I think he kind of has a chip on his shoulder, just knowing, you know, I mean, he had a great freshman year, and then last year took a step back. So I think Florida's going to try to find so many ways to make him the face of that offense as far as skill positions. But I think the other one too, Larry, J. Michael Sturdivant, the transfer from UCLA, who many think he could be a draft pick. He's a big body Elijah Badger. He's basically replacing him kind of as the why their big body target, who probably will be their go-to weapon along with Eugene Wilson. And Dallas Wilson, like you mentioned, I mean, even though he's a true freshman, he really showed out in the spring game. So I think wide receiver, they have a lot of talent, and they have seniority. They have the guys up there like Sturdivant, Eugene Wilson, but you mix in Dallas Wilson and, like you said, Vernell Brown, there's just a lot of talent in that room. So, but like I said, it goes back to DJ Lagway. I know we reported today that he's been in the boot this week, kind of a minor leg injury from what we're hearing. I think from what Zach Albaveri, my coworker, reported, it has to do with his calf. So I think some people are kind of like gasping for breath because they're like, man, another injury, but it doesn't look too serious. And like you said, Larry, it's going to revolve around him. If he can live up those expectations, a lot of people have him as an All-American type this year, so a lot of it's going to be placed on his shoulders. And if he can excel, I think this offense is going to be taking the new heights and be one of the better offenses in the country.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender joined us, Gators Online, part of the On3 and Rivals networks now. They emerged a couple weeks ago. Defensively, got some really good kids coming back. Obviously, Tyreek Sapp from St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, one of the show pieces up front. Secondary-wise, really good players. Jordan Castell comes back, a kid that we watch at West Orange. Sharif Denson's back. But I like the depth because now you have Drake Stubbs, you have Ben Hanks Jr., who did a tremendous job. You have the kid Michael Carraway. Talk about this defense because it's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, and I mean, even too, Larry, with linebacker, I mean, it's probably one of the more talented linebackers in the country. I mean, Grayson Howard, who you know obviously from Jacksonville, he started 9 games last year, is coming back from injury. And then Jaden Robinson, who obviously you know from Lake City as well, he'll be pushing him. So that's going to be a good competition throughout the summer. Miles Graham is expected to be stepping into a starting role. He'll be replacing Shamar James at will linebacker. But then you have Aaron Childs, who probably is the most physically imposing in the group, a guy that's obviously going into his third year, he's a former Under Armour American. So I think linebacker, they're in a good spot. I think interior defensive line, that's where overall it's going to be. Caleb Banks, he's the face of that defensive line. You know, some mock drafts for next year have him going in the top 10. Overall, so he's a big guy, but behind him, there's some limited depth there, especially after Deontre Robinson, you know, transferred to North Carolina, some of those bodies behind him. Jamari Lyons, and obviously who you're familiar with, Larry, from high school, right. He's coming back from injury, so he'll need to step up. But I think when you look at the defense as a whole, there's a lot of intriguing pieces. Linebacker's probably the deepest, and I think corner's one of the best battles, I think, right now, too. Cause, I mean, Cormani McClain, he's battling Deshaun Johnson. Two Florida guys, two guys from the Sunshine State battling for a starting job. Then you obviously have, I mean, overall, you look Devin Moore, another guy from Naples who should be starting this year from, like I said, it's a pretty Florida-based secondary, a lot of talent. And like you said, Jordan Castell is coming back into a starting role. So when you list all those names, you look at the defense, you can see why many people are optimistic. There's a lot of depth and a lot of former big-time recruits who can really kind of be taking that next step in their career. It's one thing being a big-time recruit, but a lot of these guys like Kamani McLean has really stepped up this offseason physically, learning the playbook better. So, you know, he'll be battling for a starting spot. And you look at Florida from A to Z, there's a lot of talent on the roster, and we'll see with that really rough schedule, we'll see if they can live up to expectations. And if they can, I mean, this is a team that could be battling for a playoff spot.
No doubt. Everybody down here, big Gator fans, they want to follow you. How are they going to do it? Social media and also what you write also online.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Yeah, Gators Online, simple as that. So just go to GatorsOnline.com. We're always putting out stuff daily. Same with the Twitter account, or as they say now, Larry X. I still call it Twitter, yeah. But yeah, just follow us at Gators Online. Too. Yeah, no, it's always the same with that. And, constantly right now, like I said, with fall camp heating up and media stuff, we'll have tons of content. Recruiting never stops. So if you're looking for your one-stop shop for all Florida Gators covers, Gators Online is the place to be.
No doubt. I still call it Gulf of Mexico, too. So who knows, you know, anymore. Hey, I can't thank you enough. You look imposing in that picture. I love it.
Oh,
man.
I appreciate it, man. I saw you coming. I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. You look like you could maybe be a reliever for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah,
they need it.
I do look like a reliever with that beard.
Yeah, you do. Oh, hey, man. Thanks so much, man. As always, just stay close and we'll hit you up a lot.
Thanks so much, Larry. See you soon, buddy.
You too. Corey Bender ends hour number one. He's a great guy. Knows his stuff inside and out. If you ever get a chance, go look on Gators Online. You'll see his picture. He looks like an imposing reliever with that beard. But that wraps up hour number one. Please do not go away. We'll be back in a few.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.